Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph, we got up to Omar Rav Yehuda Merab. We basically were in the middle of talking about Inyanim of the Kol, the Kohen Gadol's old Vinei Kruso, which had us already onto the Inyanim of unusual things that took place. Svivas Inyanim of the Beit HaMikdash. So we continue today, Om Rav Yehuda Merab, about one-fifth of the way down. B'sha'ar Yisrael Olim L'Regel. Another amazing thing is that when Klal Yisrael would come to be Eil L'Regel, Omdim Tzifufim U'mishtachavim Revachim. They would stand extremely pressed together. Saf is a lotion of floating up. It's a metaphor for the way people, when we say packed like sardines, some people are sort of not even on the ground, you know, they're being pushed up by the pressure by other people. So even though they were really compressed, when they came to be mishtachave, they were mishtachave birebach. I think there's a medrash that brings that they had four amot. They found four amot between one person and the next. So Rashi learns that this is in order to prevent one person from hearing another person's vidui, and therefore you would embarrass him. This would be ma'akev the whole aveda, which is mashpe, he's referring to Yom Kippur. It's interesting, Rashi in other places says that people shouldn't hear each other's tefillah, and they've used this, poskim have used this in the course of the Dorot to deal with issues that come up in a Beit HaKnesset. To what extent do you have a right to have tzifut in a Beit HaKnesset? Can a person say that he's unable to concentrate on his tefillah? Other people hear his tefillah and so on. So it's some interesting tshuvas in the Bach on this issue that came up halacha l'maisa. You can see that it's we come up all the time. At what point can you be mechayev the opinion of a larger Beit HaKnesset? Another person doesn't have a right to say he built this Beit HaKnesset. So things like that. So that the way Rashi was learning here, it's a din dafke in Yom HaKippurim. But the way Rashi learns it elsewhere is that it's a din tefillah, it would be a din anywhere. And actually, there's an interesting brisker rov, Shabbat Chaim, who points out that there's a chiyuv shtachavaya always. Knisa l'migdash, it says eshtachaveh, we say that in our tefillah, right? We should be mishtachaveh in Makom Beitecha. In which case, it's not a din specifically in shtachavaya Yom HaKippurim that has to do with vidui, unless you learn that every shtachavah always brought with it a sense of vidui, because it's a tachanun that was made. But the Pashtas, remember the Gemara said, Ovir Bishash Yisrael Olim L'Regel, not Mashmud, we're talking Dafka and Yom HaKippurim, which case makes a great deal of sense. Say that the Etzem Mishtach Avoya should be with a sense of space. And actually, the Bach is called, a person needs a particular amount of space. Is it in for personal space, which we know now psychologically has a tremendous amount of research on it. There is a personal space, which is very interesting. It's like Gemara, Iskoveya Arba Ames. Arba Ames, actually, around the person is the extent to which they start getting nervous. It's a physiological change of the presence of another person within that area. So it has to do with the personal relationship of tefillah. Amazing thing, we find different issues there. So that itself was to such an extent that they were even they were nimshachim 11 amot behind the Beit HaKaporet. Remember, the Beit HaKaporet was the distance between the back of the Eichal in the west and the western wall. Not the western wall, but Rabbi. Western wall, the other. So that means, I mean, it sort of tends in opposite directions. If you're trying to tell me how much room there was, what are you telling me that they had to be pushed all the way in the back of it? It's a funny way of saying it. Mike Armour, what are you trying to say? You can't turn it back on here. Okay, go on. Afal pish and imshachin achadisri hama achore beit hakapora lomdim tzifufim. The achadisri hamot is referring to the beginning. They were so packed in there that everyone was pushed all the way back to the western wall of the Azar. No, everyone. Everyone that had come in, there were so many people, they couldn't stay within the 11. There's no Isser, at least. Wouldn't stay within those 11 Amot. So, even though they were so packed, nonetheless, Kishem Mishtachavim, Mishtachavim, Rivachim. When they were Mishtachavim, they were Mishtachavim with plenty of space. The Ritva has a beautiful explanation in the Gemara. The Ritva says that the Hishtachavaya has to be always towards the Heichal. Towards the opening of the Heichal. In which case, if you're standing in the west, you're going to have to make your way around to the front in order to be Mishtachavim. So that means that all of the people that were in the west had to push into the east and also be mishtachaveh. So in which case, it's increasing the level of the nes. That's why it says, the achadas reyamot, it's unbelievable that they would even fit those people in instead of putting.
How about this number? What is the number of people?
Well, we had this story about how many korbanos Pesach were. I'm talking about millions. So, yeah, it's an interesting Chatam Sofer that writes, he has seen this happen with his own eyes, but he can't talk about it. There's a Tashbatz that says, some learned this, sort of, his base at Medrash was extremely tiny. No, but he apparently met a Tashbatz that he actually saw in Yerushalayim in his time. Such mice, and the people came. Okay, this was one of the Zeh, Me'asar Nisim, Shana Subimigdash. This event was one of the Asaranisim, which is mentioned in Masechet Avodah. Titznan, Asaranisim nasu bebeit hamikdash. What were these 10 nisim? Lo hipila isha mireach basar hakodesh. First of all, a pregnant woman that would go in, and we know that sometimes there's a sudden need for food, and in which if you don't satisfy that craving, so then the woman can come to abort her fetus. So that never happened. And not only that, but lo yisriach basar hakodesh miolam, even though there were times where we were way behind schedule in terms of taking care of basar. Sometimes so many karbonis, it would take a very long time till it was processed, and people would be able to eat it, and burn from the mizbeach. Never, ever became spoiled. V'lo nir'ez zvuv b'beit hamitbachayim. There was never a fly seen in the air of the Beit HaMitbachayim. Usually it's just buzzing with flies. V'lo ira keri l'kohen gadol b'yom HaKippurim. The Kohen Gadol never became, he did become tameh. We're going to see there were actual mice. We had actually one mice already, which... the Kohen Gadol was nifsal. On Yom Kippur. But there was no psul keri. So Rashi learns because keri is tumi yotze migufo, so it's more mevuze. I mean, we already spoke about the other issues, which is that it relates to Kabbalah Sotah, the nature of Yom Kippurim. Others make it dependent on that it would be insulting or an embarrassment to the Kohen Gadol, because generally people relate keri to Hirurei Aveira, and if they look at it just as tuma, they look at it as a personal failing of the Kohen Gadol, and Yom Kippurim should be very keri. But whatever the elements are, this never happened. Generally speaking, there's a very nice remez over here. What's the big deal of Raya Keri? The poor guy didn't even have a chance to be Raya Keri. Clearly, in general, there's an element of the more you attempt to avoid something, the worse it gets, especially when it comes to sex. The way in which parents treat children and these issues, you don't want to be right, you'll make sure that they're right there. The same exact thing over here. The more you try to avoid it, the more attention you bring to it, and therefore the more problematic it becomes, and generally in sexually repressive societies. My mom's what happens. Over here... there's so much. There's also, a mitzvah of Kabbalah, when things become very much on the edge, between Kedusha and Tumah. We talked about this in Yom Kippur Bechlal, the lineage of the Sora Mishtaleach, utilization of Ra Latov, which was expressed specifically in Keri, as I mentioned to you earlier at the end of the Masechta, the difference between being Doye Kol HaShana or being absolutely sure that you're a Ben Olam Haba, both of them expressed in Keri is an amazing thing. It means that issue right there on the edge of the distinction between Kedusha and Taira, and Tuma is mamish miraculous. And lo nimtza psul ba'omer b'shtei alechem u'balachem aponim. There were certain things that would be a real problem if there was a psul. We saw before, we told, listen, just be smart and don't say anything. Because how are you going to bring now replacements for these things? The omer had to be taken care of the night before. The l'shtei alechem, lechem aponim have to be baked before Shabbos. Something wrong? Has to be baked before Shabbos. So if something would happen to them, you wouldn't be able to replace it. We just had. And all three Yerushalayim, no one was ever killed by the bite of a snake or scorpion. All of these things have Ramazim in Yonam of Ram Tov. Nobody ever complained. Rashi learns this means nobody ever complained that they were unable to find the logistical requirements for living in Yerushalayim. So in other words, if someone lived in Yerushalayim, that he should say that tsarli, specifically tsarli. Now, that tsarli means usually when people are not doing good at a business, so they'll complain that they have too many competitors. That's tsarli. Now, this guy opened the same business, took away half my event, parnosis, so on and so forth. In Yerushalayim, nobody ever complained tsarli, that somebody could take something away from them. It's like, yeah, the whole inyan of parnosa and how it's miyukvet for each person. But Rashi is mamish pshutai. Nobody ever said, I have to move out of Yerushalayim because I was unable to find a parnasa, I'm unable to find a place to live, and so on. No such thing. Others learned that it means since there was a chiyuv of lina, you couldn't just come to the Beit HaMikdash for the Yom Tov. You had to sleep over. It was one of the mitzvahs. So, how many hotel rooms are there? That's why it's a sha'alim. They say it means literally sha'alim. The chiyuv of lina. How many hotel rooms could there be in Yerushalayim? And nonetheless, there was never any problem. Wait, hold on a second. You said there were 10 nisim in the Mikdash, and then you start talking about Yerushalayim. These last two things about the Nachash and the Akrav, that's not in the Mikdash, that's Bechlal in Yerushalayim. See in Yerushalayim? Because Ika Tati Afra Night of the Mikdash. You're right. But there are another two things that were in the Beit HaMikdash that are mentioned not here in the Mishnah, but in the Braita. The Tanya, Me'olam lo kavu gishamim eish shel atzei ha'maracha. First of all, no matter how much it would rain, the rain did not affect to the point of extinguishing the fire that was on the ma'arach of the Mizbeah. And the other thing was that ashan ha'maracha, if you call a ruchot shebolam ba'otam and ashvot bo, ein mezizot otonim mekumo. As far as the ashan that was coming off the Mizbeah would go straight up, no matter how much wind there was, they could never budge it. And we're going to ask on this later and show that that doesn't mean never budge, literally, but they could never spread it around. This has become, of course, an expression already. Somebody who's very shtark about something, very committed to something. If you look at the color of the Rambam,
it seems to buy it, because Rambam didn't just declare it in place.
Yeah, but I mean, in context, we list everything, call it Migdash, then we say, clearly here we're talking about all the other things Mamash took place on your Beit HaMikdash. Where else are you going to have all of these things? Beit HaMikdashayim, they're Mamash people.
Would this be in the Pasuk of Bayit
Sheni? Oh, well, then we're going to see the differences between Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni. The two Lekha, you're telling me there's nothing else? But Tani Reb Shemaya B'Kalnivo, Shivrei K'Kalnivo, by the way, Rashi says elsewhere, is based on the Nivo, the Avodah Zorah, Paras Nivo. So then it could be a euphemism, not a euphemism, in a nasty language. We're always changing the words. So instead of the godless, we say the Kalnivo. Kal meaningless is Nivo. Shivrei K'Licheres Nivloimbi Mekoma, when they broke the K'Licheres that you had used for the Bishul of Kochin. So there was no way to get out the noser, because whatever was boiled and then became noser, klicheres, you can never like today, you can't, no way to be machshir it. So they would have to break it, and that's zechiyat, and the Torah, yishaber. Those klicheres would be swallowed in their place. They weren't swept up and brought out to the garbage dump. That was one thing. So that takes the place of one of the nisim in Yerushalayim, gives us a nis in the Mikdash. V'yom Rabaye, Mur'ah v'notza v'dishun, Mizbeach ha'pnimi, v'dishun ha'menorah, nivla'im b'mekomam. That this was the special place, the Mekom, next to the Mizbeach. So there we would take the dishun of the Mizbeach ha'pnimi, where we took off the Ketoret from yesterday, put it down. Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Porat that this was true of the Trumat HaDeshen of the Mizbeach ha'chitzon as well. But the truth is that many, many Shitas are chelik on that. So the Trumas HaDeshen is not included in this. So together with the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dishon HaMenorah that was done when we did the Hatavat HaNerot, so we took out all the old things. So we now put it in the same place together with the Mur'ah and Notza. The Mur'ah is the crop of the bird. So all of the korbanos that would be marked, we would cut out the crop. The nutza literally means, according to the Targum, the disgusting stuff with it. So nates, Loshon of disgust, mos. But Chazal Darshan, why do we use the strange Loshon nutza? That the way that the crop was removed was not simply pulling the entrails with it, whatever come along with it from the intestine, but actually to cut out the feathers, simple Loshon nutza. Loshon nutza, notzot. So that it would be cut out from the outside, taking along with it some skin and feathers. Not that it was first opened and then taken out. But anyway, that was also put in the same place and was absorbed in the same place. So what about these other things? Answers the Gemara, you're right, we do have other things. But if you put together the psule, remember we said three things never became possible, right? So we had the lechem aponim, the omer, and the shtei alechem. Well, things not becoming possible are basically one miracle. It doesn't matter which they were. So count that as one. If you count that as one, you now have two extra. Oh, these indeed were the two extra. So there were four that we hadn't mentioned earlier. Wait a minute. So then if you're going to count the psulim as one, so then the bluim are also one. You just count the things that are nivloim. Shivrei, the klicheres, plus the murav and hatzon, the dishon, and mizbeach hatzon. So that should only be one thing. So chashvino b'chad, so now you're missing one. But there's another one. Ikanami Afrite Diomer Yeshua ben Levi Neis Gadol Yana Sebelachem Apanim Siluko Kesiduro. It's another miracle that was done with the Lachem Apanim, that when it was removed from the Shulchan, it was in the same state of freshness. Some learn that it means literally same heat as it was when you put it on. It's a little bit strange, because who said it was hot when you put it on? Because it wasn't fresh on the oven, it was baked before, baked the day before that we had in the Mishnah. It's very interesting. But let's take a look at what it would be nogea. Shenemar. So since it says in the pasuk, this is when David was running away, so it says over there he came and he asked for bread, and the only bread that was there was the lechem apanim. So the way that he defined in the lechem apanim is losum lechem chom b'yom yilokcha, to put the bread that remains hot on the day that it's removed. So if we use the lashon of hot to mean literally hot, then that means that the nes began earlier. If we learn that it's just the lashon of fresh, so then it doesn't have to mean that. So what's the funny thing is, as we'll see, that it's very difficult to demonstrate this, and it needed to be demonstrated. We're going to take a look in a minute how we know that. Because the Gemara asks like this, Vetuleka, we know that there were other miracles, because Omer Rabbi Levi, Davar Zem, Esorot Biyadenu Mi'avotenu, Makom Aron, Eino Min Amida. First of all, we know that there was a nes, that if you measured the space of the Orein, it clearly existed in a different dimension. It didn't exist within three-dimensional space at all, because if you measured from one end of the wall to the Orein, and then you measured from the other end of the wall to the Orein, you added them together, you had 20 amot, which was the distance of the entire wall. So where the heck was the Orein? So that means that it was not taking up space at all, even though it was perceived by you as taking up space. So that means that that's a standing miracle. V'yomer Avnai Omer Shmuel, the Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made that stood next to the Orein, and it says over there that the wingspan was 20 amot, that means that the body of the Kruvim didn't take up space. So they were also b'neis hayu omdim. Why don't we list these nisim? And nisi de baray kachashim, nisi de gavoy lo kachashim. We're talking about the nisim that everybody saw that was outside of the Eichal. But I mean, nisim that took place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we're not listing that. We're talking about the type of nes that makes a nes, makes an impression. Wait a minute. So then why did you list the Lechem HaPonim? Then you have to now subtract that. Because the Lechem HaPonim was a nes inside of the Eichal. So Yochi Lechem HaPonim nami nisi de gavoyhu. Says, well, no. The Lechem HaPonim actually was put on display for everybody to see. And they were nisi de varoyhu. How do I know this? Yomar Reish Lakish Maidichti. Why does the Torah write the strange thing to put the Sheshem HaRechev, he said, Al HaShulchan HaTohor. What is that supposed to mean, Al HaShulchan HaTohor? Now, obviously, first of all, Caleb, of course, has to be Tohor. Ella, the limud is, says Rish Lakish, an amazing limud. If you tell me that the Shulchan has to be Tohor, then obviously it means it could be Tameh. Otherwise, why am I talking about it? The problem is that the Shulchan should never be able to be Mekabel Tumah at all, because the Shulchan had a din of a Kliyetz HaAsui L'Nachatu. It's a Kliyetz that is not meant to be moved. It was put down, and it's there in its place as part of the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. And the halacha is, in terms of simple Tumah V'Tairah, that Kol Kliyetz HaAsui L'Nachat, any Kliyetz, because we learn how to hold in a Kliyetz together with Sak. And the Gemara says, just like Sak is Metalto Malavarekam, it's meant to be moved about. So the only Eitz that we're referring to be Mekabel Tumah is Eitz that's Metaltel Malei Berekan. The Shulchan was not meant to be Mitzutal at all. So how then would it be Mekabel Tumah? It's Eino Mekabel Tumah. And since it's Eino Mekabel Tumah, it's also Chotzeitz Bifnei Atumah. That's the rule. Anything that can't be Mekabel Tumah is a conductor, is a non-conductor, is an insulator. But something which can be Mekabel Tumah is a conductor of Tumah. But something which can't be Mekabel Tumah is an insulator. So let's say if I take this Shulchan that wasn't movable, and I would put it over, let's say, a second story door, an attic door, what do you call that? An aruva, how do you call the thing where you go into an up? No, there's a special word for a door that stands on its end. No? Okay, but anyway, so if I put the shulchan there, it will prevent tumah from coming from the first story to the second story. Again. Thank you. Yeah, it's a trap door. Trap door. So, but if I can move it, even if it's not movable. Movable doesn't mean it can't physically be moved, but it's not meant to be moved. So therefore, because of the Atumah. Therefore, says Reish Lakish, if the Torah goes out of its way to say that the Shulchan can be Tamei, what's it telling me? Belamed shemagbihino to the Olei Regalim. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to move it. When do we move it? When everybody came for Aliyah L'Regel, we would open up the doors, pick up the Shulchan up high, V'omrim lehem ruuchi batchem lifnei hamakom. Look how beloved you are by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shesiluko kesiduro, because this bread is as fresh as the moment that it was put on, as it says in the pasuk shenemar, lasun lechem chom v'yom hilakechom. It's interesting, there's a ritva that says that they actually used to be able to see steam rising. Because otherwise, how can you show? What are you showing them? I mean, you're showing them bread. It could be, as far as they know, it's one of these plastic displays that, you know, you have in the New York restaurant windows. So who's to say it's fresh? So if it means literally chom, there was heat rising from it. I don't remember, it was a ritva, the Rashi, right? It was some confusion as to. But others taina mean that chom doesn't necessarily mean that. The Ben Rishonim said chom simply means that it's fresh, warm, in the sense of fresh paper. Maybe they squeezed it. So look, it squeezes. It could be made out of foam rubber.
It's a modern real estate trick. They want to sell your house because a big fresh bread will become really good.
Really?
You're much more likely to buy it.
Really? Brilliant. That is brilliant. Okay, any of you guys out there at Ships at Sea that are selling your homes, make sure that's the way it's done. Very interesting. So, I mean, others learned that. Look, it doesn't mean that they had to necessarily see that it was assumed by others. Once you're ready to make the point of it, they'll take your word for it. You're opening the things up for you. Okay, that's certainly, that's like the people who say, you know, they never landed on the moon. It was all of the studio in Hollywood. No, melee. That already we're not patient.
If you already said that, then Neil Armstrong said it in the steps of the southern wall, and
Morris
now.
No kidding. Now the moon is in Barnea's neighborhood.
Neil Armstrong said to Mayor Bendo, "I'm more excited now than your cousin who stood here before him than I was when I walked on the moon."
Wow. That's not
about Bendo. No.
That's beautiful. Okay. Asks the Gemara, but yet there are other nisim. The two leka, I mean, we've managed through a lot of deft manipulation over here to get the numbers to exactly equal the number of things that we have. So there's Hazara Nisim. Hey, we put this together and that together. Which Nisim are inside, which one? But what about Amrav Oshaya? V'sha'asha banah Shlomo Beit HaMikdash. Natabo komi nemi gadim shel zahav. When Shlomo built the Beit HaMikdash, he also planted, this is the proverbial money tree. He planted various trees, fruit trees, made out of gold. V'yumotzin perotehen bizmanan. And they would bring forth their fruit in the proper season. What's the proper season for gold isn't quite clear. But I just learned that it means whatever the season was for that real fruit. In nature, these golden fruit would actually appear at that same time. When the wind would blow, no shrin, these beautiful golden fruit would fall to the ground. Shenemar yirash kilavanon piryos. In other words, it was the sound, the tinkling sound of dropping gold. And the Levanon is the Beit HaMikdash, always referred to as Levanon. Ukishinichnesun nochrim leichal. When the goyim came into the heichal, they withered instantly. Yavash. Shenemar, because it says there that the perach, Levanon, is now umlal. This was the perach of the Beit HaMikdash, has now become completely withered. This, in our days, this was all inherited by Bill Gates. V'yatina kadosh baruch hu lahak ziran. Kadosh baruch hu will bring them back when he rebuilds the Beit HaMikdash. Shinemar oroach tifrach v'targel av gilat v'ranein kvod ha-levanon nitama. This is the kvod ha-levanon. Answers the Gemara, okay, we'll have to explain that nisi tekavi elokachosh. These were not particular, these were nisi that just went on the whole time. Oh, so that's the case. If you're going to use that as the answer, you're only talking about an event, something that takes place and it makes an impact, not something that is an ongoing phenomena. So then we didn't have to answer the problem before about the Aron and Kruvim, even if you're going to include Nisim that are inside. But the Aron and the Kruvim were also Nisim Tekavi and Nino. Those were ongoing Nisim. They didn't take up space. So you get used to that after a couple hundred years. Oh, Mama. The other thing you said was that the Ashan HaMaracha, but I thought there wasn't any Ashan to the Maracha at all. I thought that was one of the beautiful things, is that it didn't smoke. That was the whole point. V'atanya, Chamisha Devarim Nemru B'Eish Shel HaMaracha. First of all, it was Revutza Ka'ari. Rashi learns Revutza Ka'ari means it actually had the form of a crouching lion. the fire that had come min hashamayim and stayed there the whole time from the first moment that it had come down in the days of Moshe and stayed. So over there, that's Meramis to the Malchus and so on. Yehuda stayed there like a lion because it was built by Yehuda, the Beit HaMikdash, and remained there as a lion. Uvara kechama, let me talk about it. And it was extremely clear. So that was extremely clear means that it wasn't smoky at all. And Yeshba Mamash, it wasn't that it was like a normal fire. It actually had in it mamashut. It wasn't just light that was coming from a chemical reaction. It was a fire. You could touch it. You could feel that there was something there. By the way, others learn Ravutzak Ari does not have anything to do with the way it looked. Ravutzak Ari means it's a way that a lion remains crouched over in control of its prey. So too, the Eish Shel Mala was in charge of the Eish Shel Hedyot. It enveloped it and controlled it. So even though there's a mitzvah to bring the Eish Shel Hedyot, but the Eish Shel Mala took care of it. That's how the Maral learns. Basically, there's other Rishonim. The Meiri brings that pshat against Rashi's pshat. It wasn't that. It had the shape of an Ari, according to that. Yeshbo Mamish, Vochelet Lachim Kiveshim. It also, it would, if you had something that was damp, wet, that went on the Mizbeach, it was also consumed by the fire. And not only was it clear, Kechama, but Enu Ma'ale Hashem, there was no smoke that would come out of it. So how can you say that there was a Ma'arakah had smoke, and the nace was that the smoke wasn't blown away? Remember, there's a chiyuv to bring Eish min ha'hedyot. Titania, v'natnu b'nei Aharon ha'kohen Eish al ha'mizbeach. This comes to tell me there's a specific chiyuv. Bring fire to the mizbeach. Afal pi she'eish yoredet min ha'shamayim, mitzvah la'avi min ha'hedyot. So that, indeed, may have been controlled by the Eish shel gavoah, but as far as smoking, it was a fire. It put out normal smoke. Wait a minute, Ravutzak. You're saying that it was like a lion? Vatanyam Rebbe Chanina Skanakonim reported personally that Aniri Itia, I saw that fire. Uravutzak a kelev. It was there, and it was Ravutz like a kelev, not like an Ari. Lokasha kamba migdash rishon kamba migdash sheni. There was a kelev indeed. Why? Because Paras is compared to a kelev. So it was built by Paras. The first Beis HaMikdash was built by Yehuda, so it was Vutzkari. But the Persians who built the Mikdash Sheni, we zochet to have that Eish. But I thought the Mikdash Sheni, there wasn't any Eish Min HaShemayim at all. Mikdash Sheni Mi'avoy? What do you mean Reb Chanina Skanakoni saw the Eish and it was like an Ari? Doesn't it say, Amar Shmuel Bar Inya Maidichti? Why does it say in the Torah, Ve'ertze bo ve'ikavda Amar Hashem? So there it's talking about the Benu HaBayit. Chagai says, build the bayit, and I will be mitchabed in the bayit. But it doesn't say ikavda with a. It's read ikavda, but it's written as if it says ve'ikaved. The karina ve'ikavda. What happened to the hay? Marshna the mechusar hay. Oh, because this was referring to come build the second Beit HaMikdash. But the second Beit HaMikdash was missing five things. Elu chamisha dvarim, she'ayu bein mikdash rishon l'mikdash sheni, ve'elu hay, Aaron, ve'kaporet, there, we know that it was hidden, or according to the other Madyarma, taken away to Bavel and the Pais Rishon. Ukruvim, Eish, Ushchina, Veruach HaKadosh. So how could you say if there's no Eish? And the Urim V'Tumim. If there was no Eish, how did it smoke? How did it look like a kelev? I mean, the Gemara doesn't mean it wasn't there. In Mihavi Havi, it was present. And Rebbe Chanina's Kanakonim saw it. But Siyue Lo Messiah, it didn't help in burning. It didn't do anything. It wasn't a sign of Ratzon. Kadosh Baruch was Mekabel the Karbonis. That's true.
It was present.
The same thing is true with the Urim V'Tumim. Tosis points out, what do you mean there was no Urim V'Tumim? It had to be an Urim V'Tumim in order for the Kohen Gadol to be able do Aveda at all. Otherwise, he would be called a Bechusser Begadim. Truth is, there's a machlokas as to whether the Urim V'Tumim is a reference to the Beged at all. Some learn the Urim V'Tumim is a reference not to the Beged, but to the Shem Hashem that's put in the Beged, in which case there's no problem. Say, there wasn't, because it may not be a din in the Etzim Beged. Right. It could be that was not part of it, it was just an actuation of the Beged. If you didn't have it, you didn't have it. It's fascinating, because you could say, and that's the case, you could have said the same thing about the Ari. Yeah, why not build an Ari? Well, do you have a choice? Same way you're going to have to make an Urim V'Tumim that doesn't work, because otherwise you're not going to have the Begadim, especially with the Gemara and Shkolim that we just had. But the Seder of the Kelim is Ma'akev Kapara, so that there was no Aaron, it's unbelievable. So how the whole thing falls apart. You know, the Gemara says over there it's referring to Avodah Bifnim. Fine, but what do you do about Avodah Bifnim? So build an Aaron, and so it won't be a magic Aaron, but why not? Why not follow the instructions and do what you're supposed to do, same way you're supposed to do all the other things? It's an amazing diac in the Rambam. The Rambam learns, he writes in Hilchos Beis Abchira, that there's a mitzvah, he lists this as one of the mitzvahs, to build a bayit, and defines what it means to build a bayit. To build a bayit means to build a bayit with a shulchan, with a menorah, with a mizbeach apnimi. Doesn't say one word about the aron. There is no mitzvah to build an aron. The question, in other words, we've spoken about this many times in Shulamit Tzavah, that the aron is not a din in the Beis HaMikdash. The aron was essentially a definition of the Mishkan. It's not a din in binyan. That's why it was movable. You couldn't take out the Badei Aron. Its essence describes movement, not sitting in a place. It's the opposite of binyan. So therefore, there was no halacha of binyan of an Aron. The Aron was, in fact, a container of the Eidus. The place to have the container of the Eidus is in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not part of the Beis HaMikdash.
That's something we have an Aron, just don't know where it is.
There are those, if you recall, we mentioned back in Shkolim, some of the Mepharshim say that that's part of the Machlokas. Remember, there's a Machlokas. If you hold that it was Gonus, where was it Gonus? So there we say that Shlomo HaMelech built, as it says over there, the Yoshiyahu said to them, El Abayit Asher Banah Shlomo. That's what Rabbanei is referring to. El Abayit Asher Banah Shlomo means that part of the dinim of the Beit HaMikdash was to have a chamber underground that was hidden that would allow it to have a din of a Beit HaMikdash because there was an Aron there. But that would not be following the Rambam. Right? Even though the Rambam paskins that approach. Remember, the other approach was that the Aron was hidden under that place where that Kohen was killed in the Dira Eitzi, where there was a big spark, and that was the end of, that was the first of those little trap things, you know, flying and boom. Yes, be careful, don't touch two spoons at a time. Okay, but whatever, it's a fascinating issue. Why don't you have to go through the motions?
The other came in that were made with bamboo, the bottom were taken out.
Yeah, of course. There was no remnant to the bottom in the Mikdash. Even in the Mishkan, took it out. Here it's an Issur D'oraisa to take it. One of the Tarek Mitzvahs is not to take it out. So it's clearly the opposite extreme of the other came. It's remarkable how Nogea is across the board in terms of the halach of the bodies. That's right. So therefore it was there, didn't help. Tum Rabbanan, Shesh Eshotei. There are six different types of heat that we bump into, that we call fire. We have an Esh that is Ochelet Veino Shotah. We're going to go explain each one of these in a moment. Let's just first list them. Some types of fire will not consume liquid. They'll only consume solid. There's some that only consume liquid, don't consume solid. There's some that eats and drinks. Some that will eat things that are damp. There's Eish that you use to fight fire with fire, that's Docha Eish. And there's Eish that actually swallows Eish. Let's go through that. Yesh Eish. Yeah. It means what we'll see. We'll see when we listen, you'll see what it means. Yesh Eish Ochelet Veino Shotah Hadidan. What we call fire does not drink water. But there's also Shotah Veino Ochelet. That is the Decholin. Somebody becomes very ill and has extremely high temperature, he doesn't want to eat, only needs a drink. You see that the fire that's consuming him wants water. it's a type of fire. And then you have Ochelet Vishota Elio. Elio and Navi pours water all over, and the fire comes down the shrine and drinks all the water and eats up the carbon. Then you have Eish, which will be easily eats up things that are damp. That's the Yesh on the Ma'aracha, that it eats the Korbanos that are damp. Yesh Eish Doche Eish, that's when Gavriel came down, and he wanted to save Hanani Mishal Vazariah. So he was Maxwell's demon. He took all the heat from the inside, put it onto the outside, and that way killed the people that were around him. And then there's Eish Dochelet Eish. That's the story of the Shechina. The Omar Mar Hoshit, that's Bobe Neem V'Sarfa. Here you have the Malachim, our briot, that we call briot Eish. And nonetheless, when they argued on the creation of Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, put his pinky there and they blew him up. You see that the Eish swallows the other Eish? Now, getting back to the Ashan Maracha. Ashan Maracha, you claim that Afilu Kala V'Chotcha Balan Baruch Ein Mezizot Tomei Mekomai. I don't care what wind there is in the world, you could have Katrina. It wouldn't have done a darn thing to the Eish of the Mizbeah. Is that true? The Omen of Yitzchak Bar Avedini, on the last day of Chag HaSukkot, which is the time of the Gemar Din on Parnassah, so there was a remez to how the din is. It's the din on the Mayim. There was a remez in the Ashana Maracha of what the year was going to be like. Hakot Sofim La Ashana Maracha. Everyone would look at the smoke that was rising from the Maracha. Notek La Peitzafon If it was pointing north, that would mean that the wind was out of the south. And then the Aniyim were very happy, and the Balabatim were miserable. The reason that the Aniyim were happy, we'll see, is because there was, that means that there was a lot of rain that was going to be there. And that would force the Balabatim to sell things quickly, because they wouldn't be able to dry them and store them. So prices would go down. They had not only supply and demand in those days, they had storage capabilities and costs, which we have to take into consideration too. On the other hand, if it was towards the Doro, it meant that the wind was coming out in the north. So then the Aniyim Atzugim Abalei Batim Smechim. That's when they should Gishmei Arshan. All right, I skipped the words. Mipnei Shigishmei Shanam Rubim Uperotem Markivim. On the other hand, Otek Vapid Arom. So then the wind out of the north means Gishmei Shanam Muatim. Perotehem Mishtamrim. And the people would only release the perot to the market when they could get the price that they want. If the wind was out of the west, and therefore the Morocco was not a klape mizrach, so then everybody was happy, because that's a very balanced kind of year, it would mean. And there's no hunger, and there's enough food. If it was, on the other hand, coming out of the east, you know, those are the chamsin winds, hakol atzuvim, everybody would be unhappy, because that would mean that it was going to be a very tough year of chamsinim. In any event, it says over here, obviously, that the Morocco would be seen to be blowing from one side to another. And you say, no matter how much wind there was, it wouldn't budge it from its place. Answers the Gemara, that doesn't mean wouldn't budge it. I mean, all I was saying was it can't budge the column, but it could certainly point the column like a palm tree. You can't spread the palm tree around, but you could, like a deco, you could point it one direction or another. I know which direction the wind is coming from. But indeed, it certainly didn't spread it about to blow it away.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, another question. You seem to be saying this across the board. Is that true? Raminu. Mizrachit la'olam yafa, ma'aravit la'olam kasha, whereas tzvonit yafa lechitim b'shar shev yoshlish, v'kasher lezeitim b'zman shein chotim. You can't say any rules about this thing. I mean, if you have chitim, and there are chitim that were already maybe shlish, so then you could say that the tzvonit is good for it. Ruach dromit, kasher lechitim b'shar shev yoshlish, but it's yafa lezeitim b'zman shein chotim, if they're already at the stage of chanata. And the way to know the difference is to remember the difference. Omer of Yosef, Yitemim Arzutra, V'simanecha, Shulchan B'tzafon, and Shulchan requires wheat. And the menorah is B'darom, which means high marbetidei. B'tzafon makes things grow like wheat that are good for the Shulchan. V'high marbetidei, and the darom makes things grow olives, which is good for the menorah, which is where the darom was. So, I mean, how can you make everything dependent on a direction? I mean, wouldn't it depend whether the balabayit was growing X or growing Y? Omer of Yosef answers the Gemara, Halkasha alan v'alahu, Mizrachit is indeed Yafa. But why is it Yafa? It's Yafa to us. We live in Bavel. So everybody in Bavel is very happy. Why is that? Because Bavel is very damp. So if it's coming from the Mizrah, we said it's miserable. That's true. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's miserable. Because you can't have, the drier it gets, the worse it is. It's desiccated. But on the other hand, if you live in Bavel, where the land itself is very damp, on the contrary, you have there the Mizrachit is a very, very good thing, because it dries things up and things grow properly. The Lahu in Eretz Yisrael over there, indeed, it gets very dry, and therefore it would make people sad. Adron Allah Shivat Yamin, Shivat Yamin. Berishona, before. You're right. Berishona, Kol Mi Shrotzeh Litrom Et HaMizbeach Toreim, Ubizman Sheim Merubim Ratzim Volim Bekevesh, Kol HaKodem Chaveru Be'Arba'amot, Zacha. Vino Yeshneim Shavim, Ben HaMumunah Omer Lehem Latzvi. So it used to be in the good old days, when somebody wanted to do the Trumat HaDeshen, he could do so. If there were more than one person, we had them race for it. So whoever got up first, he was the one who was okay. If there was a tie, so then he would choose up. The system broke down, as we'll see in the Gemara, and it had to be changed. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Shashi Yisrael Olim L'Regel Omdim Tzvufim U'Shtachavim Revachim Yonim Shachin Echad Esrei Am Achorei Beit HaKaporet. What are you referring to over here? No, I mean like this. Afa Pishnim Shachin Echad Esrei Am Achorei Beit HaKaporet. which means that they're poor, they own things of Rufim. Nonetheless, Kishem Mishtachim, Mishtachim, Mirmavochim. Vizerachat mi Asrani Sim Shinasu, Mikdash, Tana Sarani Sim Nasu, Beta Mikdash, Ripili, Shinere, Basar, Kodash, Loisriak, Basar, Kodash, Mirlam, Lonir, Zulu, Beta Mitbachayim, Loira, Kerry, Lukoin, Beoma Kipurim, Lonim Tsapsu, Beom, Ripishtelah, Rahmapanim, Omnim Sufim, Mishtachim, Mirmavochim, Lo Yizik Nachash, Beakrav, Birushalayim, Olam, Velo Amar Adam, Lakaverot, Sar, Liamakom, Shalim, Birushalayim. Wait. Mikdash was in Yerushalayim. No, because Iketarti Achminayt, Abin Mikdash. Tetanya, Me'olam lo kavu gishamim ishel atzei ha-maracha. And furthermore, Hashan ha-maracha, v'il kaluchot shepolam bot u'nashvot bo, ein mezizot oto mimekoma. Yeah, but to Lekha, what about Reb Shmaya b'Kalvano, that Shivrei kli cheres nivoy mimekoma, and Abaya said, the Mura v'notza, the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Dishon HaMenorah, is all Nivloim b'mekoman. Okay, Psulei Tzvata Abay, Chashvin HaBachar. Take out the extra two you had listed and put in these two. So you can say the same thing about the Bluim, or also Trey Abay. Chashvin HaBachar, and now you're missing one. Ah, but there is another one, I didn't tell you. Don't read Yishu Ben Levi, Nes Gadol Ayanase, B'lachem HaPonim, Siluko Kisidoro, Shinom HaLassum Lachem Chom, V'yomi Yilakachor. The two Lekha, Omer of Levi, Dobrezem Sorit, Biodeno, Meavotenu, Mikol Ma'aron, Eno, Minamida, Vomer of Nai, Omer Shmuel, Kruvim, Venezayu Omnim. Yeah, but only Nisi the Varoy Kachashim, Nisi the Gavoy, Lo Kachashim. So then why did you list the Lekha Ma'aponim? It was also Nisi the Gavoy, no. The Lekha Ma'aponim was actually Nisi the Varoy. The Omer of Shlokish, Ma'edech, Tiv, Hala Shokana, Tahor, Tahor, Mefarshu, Tamei. Ah, it's a Kli Eitz HaSul HaNachat, Trufa Kol Kli Eitz HaSul HaNachat, Einu Lekabo Truma V'Kotzitz V'Nei HaTuma, El Melam Meitshem Magbina Tavol HaYargalim, V'Omrim Lehem Ruchi Batcham V'Tnei HaMakom, Shesilu Kol Kesiduro, Shinem HaSum Lachem Chom V'Yom V'Lokchot. The two Lekha, what about Amr of Oshaya? V'Sha'a Shabana Shlomo Beit HaMikdash Natabo Kol Minei Megadim Shel Zahav, V'Oyim Motzim Perotehem Bizmanam Kisharuach Ben HaShevet Ben Noshrin, Shema Yir Ashkel Banan Piro, וכשנכנסו נוכרים להיכל יבש, שנאמר פרח לבנון ומלח, ועתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להחזירן, שנאמר פרח, תפרח ותגל, אף גלעד ורענן, כבוד הלבנון ניתן לה, ורענן עמים, כבוד הלבנון ניתן לה, בגלל ניסית כביא לא כחשן. Absolutely, the last thing. I'm not proving nami. Needs to take a vein. You know, there was no problem that you needed to answer earlier. Amar Hashana Maracha. I thought there wasn't any Hashana Maracha. V'atani chamisha dvarim nemro beisha Maracha revutza kari barak echama yesh b'mamah shalchet lachim kiveshim ve'ena ma'ale Hashan. Well, the kamrina bad yod. V'atani v'latu b'nei Aaron akoyen shal mizbeach afa pishesh yeredet ben hashamayim mitzvah la'avim mina yod. Now, you said Ruvutza Karmi, but Tanya Omer Rebbe Chanin is going to call him Anire Itiya Ruvutza Ketelet. Look, Asha, come in with Shon, come in with Asheni. Midasheni? I thought there wasn't any Esh Milamala. The Omer of Shmuel Barinya Maidichtib. Benu Abayit, Vertsebo Vikaved. But really, we read it Vikavda. Maishnodem Chusar Hei, it's a reference to the Chamishad Varin, Shayu Ben Migdash Shon Migdashini, which is the Yaron Gapor, the Kruvi, the Eish, the Shkina, the Ruach HaKodesh, and the Ratuni. Amei, Mia Have, it's not that it wasn't there, it just didn't do anything. Siyu Elonis Ayah. Tana Rabban Shesh Eshotin, Yesh Ochelet Vein Eshota, Yesh Ota Vein Ochelet, Yesh Ochelet Vishota, Yesh Ochelet Lachim Tveishin, Vyesh Eish Doche Eish, Docha Eish, Vyesh Eish Ochelet Eish. Yesh Eish Ochelet Vein Eshota, that's what we call fire. Shota Vein Ochelet, that's a fever. Ochelet Vishota, like by Elio, Tichtivet Amayim Asher Bata'ala Lekecha. Ochelet Lachim Tveishin, that's the Eish of the Maracha. There's also Eish Doche Eish, that's So Gavriel, who was Matzokanani Mishal Vazaria. And there's also Eish Ochelet Eish, that's referring to the Eish of the Shina, the Omar Mar Hoshit Etzva'o Benehem, the Sarfa. Now, you also claim that Ashana Ma'aracha, Afilu Kol Ruchot Shebolam Ein Mizizot Etom Imakomo, I thought Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi said, B'yom Etzor Yom Tevachon Shalchag, Akot Sofim La'ashan Ha'ma'aracha. No take up it's a phone, and I'm speaking about the Batim Atsugi. The Neshe Tishmei Hashanah, Merubim, Uperotei Markivim. Not take up it's a phone, then ani matzim bali batim smekli neshkishmeshan muatim perotim bishtamrim natakla pe mizracha kol smekli mizvei pal klapi ma'arava kolatzuvim. Now that means those of Atikah Dikli. All I was saying was if Durilo have mivde omar mar klapi mizracha kol smekim klapi ma'arava kolatzuvim. I thought it says mizrachit olam yacha ma'aravit olam kasha, and the ruach tzvonit depends. And here it says that the Maravit is Lo'olam Kasha. You're saying that it was a happy one, and vice versa. Because I'm Arbidi Dev, I'm Arbidi Dev. And it says the Gemara Lo'olam Kasha, Alan, the Halahu. Adon Alok Shiv Ad Yampi.